You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to episode 24.
Which, by the way, did you just say episode 24, that's the day of Christmas?
Yeah.
You know Christmas is on the 25th, right?
No.
Yes, it is.
So, why was I thinking December 24th?
Because that's Christmas Eve?
I don't know what I was thinking. Good call. Good catch. I'm glad you pay attention to what I'm glad you pay attention to the stupid
crap
that I say.
Right before we started, Joy was like, oh, it's the 24th. That's the same day as Christmas. Nope.
Not at all.
That's fine.
Jesus was not born on the 24th.
No, he was not.
Anyway, hi, guys.
Hey.
Happy December. Almost Christmas.
Happy almost Christmas. Crazy.
And Claire's wedding is in three weeks. And you crafted. I saw some.
Oh my gosh. We've
Was it on your Facebook page or your
Instagram?
Instagram, where you had like
both,
a row of feathers.
Yeah, we're
What's
doing
going
lots
on
of
with
feathers.
The feathers?
Just so many things. Everything is like feathery. You know how I am about feathers.
I don't know how you are about feathers. Oh, okay.
Yeah. our feathers is sort of our decor motif, if you will. If we had one, that would be it. And we kind of do. We kind of, like, we keep saying, like, well, if we had a theme, it kind of would be feathers. But now that's definitely what it is.
Yeah. So are you going to be wearing, well, I guess we shouldn't say if Brandon is listening,
I don't really have any feathers in me wearing. But I do, they're going to be feathers in the bouquets and in the boutonnieres.
Uh-huh.
And in, like, all the centerpieces. And then that feather garland that you saw is going to be in the windows at the restaurant.
Oh, that'll be pretty.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out a way to use it in the ceremony now because it's taken so flipping long to make that we're like, we can't just have this.
Like, you need to like put it.
I don't want people to just look at it and be like, oh, that's nice, and then like turn
it
on either.
It needs to be
dinners.
Like the highlight,
right? I want people to be like, really, you have to pay attention to this because it's meant forever. Like Danny and Lindsay, one of my bridesmaids and Lindsay came over last weekend, and they were over for like 4 hours working on it. The three of us working on it.
I could be one of those like real live models that like just stands still and just wears it.
You could just wear it during your interpretive dance to Michael Jackson.
And then people always wonder if it's real, and then they come up to you and touch.
Yeah. And then you like blink at them and they're like,
but I was listening to that Bruno Mars song yesterday on the way home from work. I don't know. It's called Marry You, I think it's called.
Yes, I do.
That's and it's like the cutest song ever. It's really cute. I was thinking of the Glee episode where they cover that song, which was adorable. But I thought that if I could do interpretive dance, it would be to that song instead.
I appreciate that. That's fine. If you want to do that, that would be fantastic. We're trying to say what song to have as we like go back down the aisle at the end.
The finishing.
The exit song. So there's some options. There's...
stay with me.
Yeah, I know. Well, first of all, Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel is up there. But, Jackie Wilson, Your Love, like, Your Love Lifting Me Higher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one is a good one. Mm-hmm. And mostly because sometimes if I'm in the car with Brandon and he's an... I don't think he would ever do this with anyone else around, and he's probably going to hate me for telling everyone that he does this.
Uh-huh.
But he, like, belts out the really high notes in that song. And I'm like, we can only have that if you do that at the wedding. He's like, I can't do that in front of those people.
Oh,
I'm like, come on,
Brandon. So yes, fun. You can. You can do it.
But
that's really cute.
Yeah. Anyway.
They were playing Michael Jackson this morning during the lifting session, and the Michael Jackson station, like Pandora station, and I could not stop dancing. Every single song that came on, I was just like doing a little shimmy.
So that station morphed into like the worst 80s radio ever.
Really?
And it was on when I came in to lift.
Yeah.
And so it was like soft rock.
By like 7:30.
Like 1980s soft rock.
How does it morph?
I don't know. It was awful.
I would like to know the people behind Pandora and how they choose these songs. Because sometimes I'll turn a station on and then all of a sudden it'll be country. Like straight up
and
country.
Like I feel like there was a time in college where all my Pandora stations would eventually just be Jay-Z.
Yeah.
It's like how did this happen? Around like Claude Debussy and now we're on.
There's just someone in the Pandora box who's trying
like flipping switches, totally.
Mess with us.
But so when I went over to change it, because it was like me, TJ, Brandon, and Thor were in there like lifting to like soft rock. And I was like, is anyone going to be upset if I change this? And everyone was like, no, go for it. I walked over and I was like, this is the Michael Jackson station? This sucks.
I really want to share our playlist with TJ. So that's on like the choices.
Oh yeah, you should.
Because it's the Claire and Joy takeover. Yeah. And I'm like, TJ, on days when it's just girls, they would love this station.
Totally. And even when it's not just girls, we have to listen to their crap.
You know what? Amen to that.
Yeah.
You texted me one day when Jason Mraz was on, and you're like, this, oh my gosh, it was like a ballad.
It was the funniest thing. It was an acapella version of I'm Yours.
Yeah.
So like,
which is already a pretty,
it's like, already a super girly song. Super and then girly. It was acapella.
Yeah.
And it was like me, Kent, TJ, Thor, Chris Garofoli, Brandon. And I think that...
And you were just like, I just want to hug. No, you said, I just want to cuddle right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I just want to cuddle. Because it was so funny, because I was the only girl at the gym, and it was all just, like, these big guys. It was during, the like, an open gym, so everyone's just, like, lifting this ridiculously heavy weight.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we're listening to acapella Jason Mraz. I was like, one of these things is not like the other.
Awesome. Hey, guys, let's take out our lighters and
yeah,
just...
Yeah, exactly. Let's just, like, have down. A quick snuggle fest yeah. in between these... 900-pound front squat.
Break next. It down to a slow jam.
Yeah. This one's for the lovers.
This one's for the lovers.
That's how I felt. Gym. Only it was lifters. Oh, this one's for the lifters.
Yeah.
Not as much. Anyway, speaking of lifting, you had two PRs today.
I did have two PRs today. I PR'd my front squat at 150 and my push press at 120.
That's a big push press. Power shoulders, it was engage.
Power shoulders, unite. And it was very unexpected because TJ would kind of gave us like a time frame of how much time we had left to lift those two lifts in one morning, which we normally don't PR two lifts in a session. So I had my eye on the clock and TJ saw me doing, I don't know how much weight, I think it was like 85 pounds. And he's like, let's just start throwing on weight. He's like, that's way too easy for you. I can tell. And I don't want you to get tired by just like keep doing different, like doing all these reps. I'm like, oh, that's such a good idea. So he just threw on a bunch of weight and I didn't even ask how much it was, which
that's the key.
Yeah. That I am so convinced that is the key to PRing. Do not tell the person who's lifting it how much weight you put on.
Yeah.
And then, but don't get hurt. Right. But yeah, so he knew I could do it. And he's like, this is going to be heavy. Just go for it and try to, yep, 120. And I stopped there. I probably could have tried one more, but I was
pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that.
That's crazy. So
that felt good.
I'm kind of bummed that I missed like this whole cycle because I was out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then
you're doing your own program, right?
Yeah, but then I had to even start that over.
Right.
So I feel like nothing happened for me in November.
Yeah.
I was like, wah, wah.
But that's okay.
And today I was snatching and I kind of realized that because I did like those just the first 2 weeks of that program and then I stopped and then I basically like went back and started it. So like now I'm back on week two again. I haven't lifted heavy in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like I, you know, I'm like, it's still supposed to be like building. So it's been like, now it's been 6 weeks almost since mm-hmm. I like tried to max on anything.
Right.
And mentally, it makes it really hard. Like I was trying to do like snatches at 90% ish. Like a little over 90, I got, yeah, like right about 90%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 70 pounds for me. So I was doing 65, like no problem. Like I was doing sets of two and doing overhead squat, like not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I tried to do 70 and just mentally, I just collapsed. And I like realized
you
have to practice lifting heavy,
yes.
not just because to get stronger, but like to mentally practice that.
Yeah.
Mental space.
Yeah.
Because you lose it.
You absolutely do. And I was feeling it this morning. I was feeling, I think it was the Michael Jackson Pandora station because that totally loosened. I'm not kidding. It totally loosened me up.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, I was dancing.
Yeah.
And then
not getting too serious.
I was
about
not
it.
Getting too serious about it. And then I was like, I'm feeling good. I'm not. And it was a smaller class. Mm-hmm. So I feel like for some reason, just the energy was really good and really quiet. And I just went for it. And I think normally, you know, I talk about my back injury a year ago and I like anything with involving my back, especially like front squats or back squats, I get really nervous about.
Totally.
But I was just feeling good this morning. I'm like, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to feel it. I don't have my weightlifting shoes yet, but TJ knows I'm getting there. So he was like,
Did you buy them yet?
No, not yet.
Did you tell Scott that you need them so he can pick them out for you?
Yes. And I don't know why I don't have them on my doorstep yet.
Seriously, come on, Scott. Yeah, the program.
I will get on it. Yeah, I want to do a little more research. I think I have an idea of which ones I want. But
yeah.
So anyway, it was a fun morning because I haven't been in that place in a long time where I really feel good and confident about lifting mm-hmm. heavy. And I know I've talked about before. I just get scared. I get anything where we max out. I hate those mornings. So it felt really good to go in and just be like, I'm good. I got this. And PR'd and
who
everyone.
I was in at 7:30 and as the eight, who was it who came in at 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Alex maybe? No. Anyway, somebody came in, and so it said Joy, and then a little bit further down it said John, uh-huh. like John Bellish.
Yeah.
And he front squatted like 225 maybe uh-huh. or 235. And they saw that and thought it said Joy, and they were like, oh my God, Joy, seriously, 225 front squat. And I was like, that does not say Joy.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh my gosh.
I was like, that.
I would probably not be doing this podcast right now if it was too, oh my gosh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Not at all.
You didn't go to the weightlifting meet at all this weekend, did you?
No, I didn't. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, we went.
It was really fun.
I don't know why. I mean, I guess I would have seen you there if you had been there. Duh.
Yeah.
It was really fun. It kind of made me wish I had done it, mostly because there was only one other woman in my weight class.
Oh, really?
So it would have just been like me and this other girl.
Oh, okay.
So the women's ones was super low-key. We actually just showed up for like the medal ceremony for the women's, but it was like, you know, there are four weight classes and it seemed pretty low-key. Like, I think there are one or two girls there who are really heavy lifters.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like most people's totals were like right around 100 kilograms, which mm-hmm. is, you know, would be like maybe a 80 pound snatch and 120 pound clean and jerk.
Okay.
Or something like that, you know? So like, or I guess actually more than that, it would be like a maybe 90-130.
Yeah.
So like, you know, respectable lifts, but like nothing totally crazy.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to see all of the guys from our gym. And it was just so funny. Like, so, you know, David Orgel?
Yeah.
So we have this guy at our gym, David, and he is an incredible athlete, but he has no pacing whatsoever. He was a 400 meter sprinter in college. So that's his pace.
Yeah.
Is like, he just needs to be able to go as hard as he can for like a minute and a half. And then that's it.
Yeah.
And we call him Stagger because he, like, when he starts to get tired, he just looks like he's going to die. Like, he just is, like, so, like, just staggering around, like, groping in the air. Like,
wait, can I ask a question about the weight classes?
Uh-huh.
Do they, because CrossFit, they don't do, or
like, the CrossFit Games.
Yeah. So, this competition, they did, like, you weigh this much. It was,
like, weightlifting.
Much.
Yeah, weightlifting weight class. Like, the same as they were, like, at the Olympics.
Like wrestlers do it?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah, they or like at the Olympics, like they do. Well, here, let's talk about that in a second. Because I want to talk about David. Yeah. So David did this, and he is super strong, but like doesn't have a great, just like doesn't move under the bar super well.
Mm-hmm.
So like he can muscle clean like 235 or something.
Yeah.
And so for his snatch, he missed his first snatch attempt. And his second attempt, he came out and TJ was like, all right, David, power snatch it. And everyone kind of laughed. And everyone from Jay was like, no, really.
No, really, he'll do it.
He got power snatch it. He did. He got it. Anyway.
That's awesome.
But it was really fun to be there.
How was TJ's
TJ did singlet? Good. Oh, it was hilarious. Yeah. But he wasn't the only one. Like, there were a lot of guys in singlets. Oh, good. And there was one guy who was literally an Olympic lifter. And I was like, I want to be like, what are you doing here? Like,
yeah.
this is a...
Yeah.
And he snatched, like, over 300 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
He was gigantic.
That's amazing.
He was like a human cannonball. He was bald and he was crazy.
Human cannonball.
But yeah, so they have weight classes in Olympic weightlifting. And for women, I think they start at like 105 pounds and then go up by like about 12 to 15 pound increments.
Okay.
So... For example, like, if I were to lift, I would probably be in either the, I want to say there's a 53 and a 56 kilogram. And so it's, like, 116 or 127 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's, like, you know, because, but then it goes all the way up to, I want to say, like, 67 or 75 plus.
Okay.
So it's, like, if you weigh more than 75 kilograms or whatever it is, or 80 kilograms. Then you just are in the 80, that plus.
Yeah, yeah. So how many girls were in the competition?
Well, we were only there for, like I said, for the podium. But I think that there, I don't think there were that many. Like, there was only one girl in the lowest weight class. There were only two in the second weight class. And then there were, I think, two other weight classes that looked like they had at least, like, six or seven lifters in them, maybe.
Yeah.
So I would say less than 15.
So we totally should have done it.
Yeah, we totally should have done it. So next year, we'll have to do it.
Coach Mike will be disappointed.
He wasn't even there, though.
He wasn't?
Well, his aunt died.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, he was at her funeral.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, which, like, made me kind of glad that I didn't sign up, though, because I think that if I had signed up and then he hadn't have been able to be there, I think I would have been pretty bummed. I think like, he would have felt kind of bad.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway. But, yeah, it was fun to go. It was a long event.
Yeah.
It took a really long time, and we ended up leaving before it was over, but...
Yeah.
It did make me kind of, like, want to get better at weightlifting.
Yeah.
I was thinking, so then TJ posted that thing about how he got his USA weightlifting, like, level 2 certification or something. And so he's like, okay, so who wants to go to the American Open, you know, like, with me? And, you know, of course, Chris Dykes is like, me. He's like, good luck.
Yeah.
But, because for his weight class, he would, I think he then commented on it and was like, so let me get this straight. I would have to lose about 15 pounds and go up in my total from, like, 460 to 590. it was more than that. It was, like, just from, like, 410 to 590. It was like, yeah, you have to lose 15 pounds and add, like, 150 pounds to your max. Anyway.
No big deal.
But, so then I started looking at it, and I was like, I would have to lose 2 pounds.
Yeah.
And add a total of 80 pounds to my lift.
That's
yeah, like these women, and that's small. Just to qualify.
Oh my gosh,
like these people are crazy strong.
Yeah, was a
yeah. Anyway,
all right. So, do we want to dive in? We have a lot of questions tonight.
It was awesome. I love it when that happens.
I think we should cover quickly the photo that Kelly sent us
about paleo.
Yeah, so she wrote to us on Facebook and posted a comment, or actually, it was a post from the CrossFit Games. And it was on their Facebook page. It said, during an interview, actually it was a quote that Talena Fortunato said, during an interview at the 2013 Games, every individual athlete was asked who follows a paleo diet, and not a single one raised their hand. And she wanted us to comment on that.
Well, I think I would start by saying, like, I was kind of surprised that at my level one, they didn't talk, he talked about zone, but didn't talk about, he did talk about paleo, but he basically said, like, you know, if you have, like, an, you know, a digestive problem, if you're having health problems, if you have, then, you know, eliminate these things and then add them back in and see what happens. And, but, you know, if they aren't affecting you negatively, then there's no reason to eliminate them necessarily.
Right.
And I also think that, I think, you know, like, a lot of people commented on that post when it was put up, and I think that a lot of people made a good point, which is, like, you know, if you're going to the gym 3 times a week and, you know, you're kind of, like, maybe having one active rest day, but, like, typically speaking, you're, you know, by no means are you training at an elite level or even close to it, then the carb sources in paleo are going to be adequate for you. But if you're doing 2-a-days, you know, 5 days a week, you have to have a denser source of carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, you know, paleo just does not provide that access.
That fuel source. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I don't really know how I feel about it in terms of, I feel like paleo doesn't have to go with CrossFit. I feel like it's kind of hand in hand because it's, I don't know, for lack of a better word, the trend. But yeah. It's just another thing that kind of links the CrossFit community. I want to comment a little bit about this, just my own personal journey of going from vegan to, I wouldn't even say paleo now. I think for the 30-day challenge that we did, it was a really good transition for me and kind of like a trial run. But I certainly haven't been following a strict paleo diet. I would say I'm really focused more on kind of the plant-based paleo, if that makes any sense, where I'm not eating a ton of meat. I don't really feel good eating a ton of meat. I would say I eat it maybe 3 times a week now. I'm really more leaning towards, I noticed that I like eating more eggs. So that's just like the biggest shift for me, but I think what it came down to is it just, what works for me is not to be like, I follow this diet.
Totally.
You know, so, and I know a lot of people would say that, but I think paleo is a good structure, and we've talked about this a million times about just being healthy and eat real food. But as far as like the paleo thing, sure, I think whatever, I mean, if these elite athletes aren't following it strict, I'm sure they eat healthy.
Right.
And that's really, I think, what it comes down to. Call it paleo, call it whatever you want.
Right, but if you're going
to
eat rice or if you're going to eat, and I also think that, like, you know, diving into that statement a little bit more would be important, because it's like, yes, there, you know, it's like Michael Phelps goes to McDonald's before, you know, it's like there are those kinds of people who are just concerned with getting calories.
Exactly.
But then, you know, I think that if you dove a little more into what the CrossFit athletes typically do eat, you would still find a super clean diet.
Absolutely.
For the majority of them.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, I don't even think it's fair for us to compare ourselves to like what the athlete, what the elite athletes eat and what right. we eat, because you're right. They are completely training at a different level,
yeah.
fueling their bodies differently. And, you know, I'm sure they're eating clean, and I'm sure they're eating,
or most of them. And some of them yeah, probably aren't, you know, right. some of them are eating going to Taco Bell after a watch, sure. you know, to get that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure they, I mean, like, makes you it would, well, it would surprise me that they didn't feel a difference. Like, it would surprise me if they didn't feel like crap after, I don't know.
Totally.
Like, so, I don't know. I think that's just going off of that one statement. It's kind of hard to read into it
yeah.
too much, but, I stand by the eat healthy, eat what makes you feel good, mm-hmm. play around with it. You know, I've noticed if I eat too much sugar, I mean, the 21-day sugar detox when I did that this summer was mm-hmm. awesome. And in really seeing like how much sugar I do consume, and then also knowing that I can absolutely live without it. You're like giving me the evil stare because I know you're like in the middle of it right now.
Like in the depths.
But I know. And so, but I mean, I think that those types of things are great to try out. For me personally, I will always stand by the just eat healthy, eat clean.
Yeah, well, I think
do the best you can. Yeah.
And I think like we've even talked about this a little bit too. Like even the you know, quote unquote authorities on the paleo diet are the first to tell you that paleo is not a rigid prescription. It is a template, you know, to decide what works for you, what doesn't work for you. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I know we've talked about this before too. Like, you know, for Brandon, he just doesn't love eating a lot of meat, mm-hmm. but he can totally tolerate grains.
Yeah.
Whereas if I ate a piece of bread, I would be miserable 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
But he, you know, has a piece of toast every night before bed.
I'm kind of like Brandon. Yeah.
Like, and I, you know, I wish that I could sit there and be like, oh yeah, you know, pop yeah. a piece of bread in the yeah. toaster for me, but I would literally, like, I've done it,
yeah,
and I literally just feel
yeah,
awful.
Yeah.
But I can handle more meat than he can.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, speaking of the sugar
everybody's
detox.
Different, yeah.
I freaking, it's just as, like, I guess the last couple days have been better.
Those pancakes on the Instagram so looked really good.
They were so good.
I was
so
like,
good.
Can I come over?
For dinner.
Yeah.
I ate them for breakfast, and I'm eating them for dinner. I think the first week was really hard, and I talked about this in my blog a little bit, but because I didn't really realize how much I relied on fruit for a snack.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I cut that out, and I always have this problem when I change my diet, when I first cut something out, I kind of like forget to replace it. And so kind of what it came down to was like, I would
meaning
get to the
you
point.
You did not seek an alternative.
Right.
Like you weren't prepared for an alternative.
Right. I wasn't prepared to like okay. have something else.
Right.
And so it was like, so for the first like 4 or 5 days, I just ended up not snacking.
Yeah.
Which I snack a lot.
Yeah.
And so for me,
and
I was
someone like
just
you
like,
who doesn't like remember to eat.
Right. And so like, it wasn't, so that was the other thing is like, because I already don't eat that much during the day, typically having to remember to eat a lot more was kind of a challenge for me, and
yeah.
not being able to have any, like there's, you know, like paleo in and of itself. I always tell people who ask me about paleo that the hardest thing about paleo is snacking.
Yeah.
Because you can't reach for chips or crackers or yogurt
right.
or granola or
that's
whatever, you know.
A very true statement.
And, but one, you know, but the things you can reach for are apples or berries or bananas or, you know, whatever. But then you can't.
On the 21.
On the 21
yeah.
charity tax. And you're just like, okay, so then what do? Just like eat a bunch of nuts. But like coming from zone, I also don't want to just sit down and eat a bowl of nuts.
Yeah.
Because I recognize how much fat
yes.
is in there. Not that I'm worried about fat necessarily, but
right.
like I just don't want to you know,
you could like
tilt
down
my
an
diet
entire, yeah you can
that
like,
far
inhale
on the
an
spectrum.
Entire bowl
right.
of, yeah
like I don't want to sit there and eat like a pound of almonds like
right.
that also is not healthy in my opinion.
I would like to eat a pound of almonds.
I mean I would right now absolutely, but like I don't think in my mind like that's not actually healthier than eating an apple.
Yeah,
in the sense of your blood sugar.
Right, right.
And so it's just been like, so the first, like, 5 days, I was just a heinous bitch. And I was so moody and, like, super snippy. And I'm not usually, like, a snippy person.
Yeah.
And I was really snippy. And yeah. I felt bad for Brandon because I was just, like, had no fear.
You were so rude to me.
Ugh. It was awful. Anyway. But so I'm, like, 11 days in now. I was thinking about actually just turning it into Whole 30. I was just like, you know
yeah.
what? This is silly. Like, clean eating is fine.
Yeah.
But I decided I'm just going to stick with it
yeah.
for the last 10 days. But my skin hasn't cleared up. And I'm like, what the F?
I can't tell because we're in the dark, but you
I
look
still
fine
have,
to me.
I like, little zits on my chin.
Can't you go get a facial or something?
I need to get a facial.
Go
that's
get
what
a facial.
Do.
Just,
I know.
Those are, like, magic.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. So, yeah, if you are on the sugar detox with me, let me know how it's going because
yeah.
I also feel like I'm not really, like, seeing the, like, you know, these amazing epiphanies that you're supposed to have when you clean up your diet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sleeping better
here's the thing, too, that I've noticed. Because once this is my own personal opinion. Like, I feel like once I get to a point where I'm, like, working out really well, diet's pretty dang clean, I don't notice a huge change on these, like, cleanup sessions, like, I guess cleanses, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah.
I don't notice a huge, huge change. So then that's why I'm kind of like, meh, I'm going to be right in the middle. And yeah. then I'm going to clean it up a little bit, and then I'm going to probably slack a little bit. But it's probably, I don't know, I guess that's maybe what you're experiencing.
Yeah, well, and I
think because you're pretty dang strict, like, strict, you're right. good, you're clean, you're well, that's workout the thing. It's regularly, like, the, you're like, on a good schedule.
Like, the week leading up to the detox was just free
well, that
for
was
all.
Freaking Thanksgiving. Well, right, but you so, ate like, a pie and a half.
Yeah, I did. I ate a pie and a half. But then, like, also remember I, like, had those mashed potatoes at Whole Foods, and I, like, had to run to the bathroom at Whole Foods.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Anyway, and
bathroom
so.
Bathroom emergency.
That was just miserable. Yeah. And so. Those sorts of things remind me, like, okay, this is why I do have a clean diet.
Yes.
But, like, going all the way to this other extreme, like, and you know, in this sense, like, I'm doing it because I specifically have a goal. Like, my wedding's right. coming up. I want to have clear skin. Like, you know, yes, like, you know, I don't want to be bloated on my wedding day. Like,
right.
you know.
Sure.
I'm yes. not, like, this isn't just, like, I just picked randomly. Like, I'm just right. going to randomly do this.
Right.
But at the same time, I think that, like, for everyday living, this is totally unreasonable.
Yeah. You need your mac and cheese.
Or my freaking... Apples
and almond butter. I know.
You can have green apples, but green apples and almond butter is awful.
Anytime you post a picture of apples and almond butter, it just, like, makes my day.
I love that.
Okay. So keep us posted on how you're doing with that, because I am not doing that.
It's,
Simone asked, we asked for a bunch of comments today on Facebook, so thank you guys for posting, and they're hilarious. We're going to get to some really good ones, because we just had a laugh fest before we pushed record, and then just had to start recording, because I'm like, we have to share this with everyone. Simone says, you've talked about the importance of rest days, but have either one of you ever dealt with the desire to hibernate, or just having less motivation to get yourself to go when it's freezing, dark, snowy, etc.? I'm asking for a friend. Whatever, Simone, we're on to you. Get out of bed already.
I think that, honestly, like, I definitely have felt that way. And I think that if you really are just that unmotivated, don't force it.
Yes.
Because after a couple of days, you will get the itch again, and you will be so excited to get back in the gym. But if you, like, force yourself to go, like, I think there definitely is a balance. Because if you're that type of person who, especially at first, it's kind of important to, like, really make yourself go.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, knowing Simone a little bit, I guess, through the internet. It's so weird. Like, these people, like, you know, but you don't
know. I know. I know a lot of people from our Facebook page. Yeah. I was, like, Tay.
Right. And Sandy. And like, Simone's been following my blog for a while.
Nikki,
and
Rachel, everyone that posts all the time. I feel like I know them.
Hi, guys. anyway, but so, like, knowing a little bit about her, she's not, you know, like, she's already really into CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that she really has the worry about falling off the bandwagon completely.
Right.
So I think that there's definitely, you know, it's like, they're definitely the type of people who, like, they just don't think that it's important to go to the gym, whatever. I think that's, like, what really makes CrossFit different, is that once you start, you want to keep going. But I think that in general, like, if you're just having a week where you just are low energy, or it's freezing cold out, or you are, you know, whatever it is, like, just be okay with that.
But be honest with yourself, too. Because is it just true, like, rest days, and saying let's just take a natural rest. And I was listening to the Ben Greenfield podcast recently, where he was talking about how he coaches people sometimes who work out really hard to take a 30 to 60 day rest period.
Oh my gosh, that'd
where
be
he's
awful.
Like, you just need to, like, reboot and blah blah blah. And I'm just like, oh, that would die. But but I mean, it's okay. It's totally okay. And I always remember a coach saying one time to me, like, muscles remember. Like, if you get right back into it, your muscles will be like, we know how to do this.
Yeah.
So I'd say if it's one thing where you're, like, feeling down in the dumps and you have, like, seasonal affective disorder, then I would probably say, yeah, you probably want to get some help with that. But if it's...
Well, yeah. And I also think that, like, there also is a difference between losing motivation for other reasons, but, like, you're, like you said, like, just be honest with yourself. If you really are just tired, and you really are just cold, and it really is just crappy out there, you don't want to get in your car. That's totally fine.
It's totally fine.
And, like, the thing that I've kind of continued to tell myself, especially lately with having to take time off, was just, like, I am not in this to be a competitor. And so if I have to take, you know, if I want to take an extra rest day, you know, on the one hand, I do want to be dedicated, mm-hmm. but on the other hand, this, I want to do this because I love it.
Yeah.
And if I'm not loving it, then I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, like, there definitely have been times where I've, like, felt like I don't want to go, and then I've gone and had a great experience, but that's usually outside of, like, it being just crappy outside.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely feel that pull, especially when it's freezing outside.
Oh my gosh.
I think we've said this before too in an earlier podcast, but it was like summertime. Yeah. Now that we're like in the dead of winter, it's just like, oh, it's so hard to get out there. But if you just get up, move, don't think about it, turn on your heater, put on your 20 layers of clothes before you get in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, once you start moving, I think it's game over for me. It's like, we're doing this.
Let's talk about Lisa's question.
Okay.
How to handle questions about your paleo diet in front of family members who just don't get it over the holidays. Best gifts for CrossFitters. How to not lose your beep. She blanked it out.
Your blank?
When dealing with all the holiday craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love how to handle questions about your paleo diet, especially like if you're, you know, showing up at Christmas and you're not eating stuffing and you're not eating pie. And
right.
I have just stopped telling people using the P word. I've stopped telling people that I eat paleo.
Yeah.
Because it's like so, there's such like a stigma about like the quote unquote paleo diet.
Yeah.
What I kind of have started just telling people is like, I noticed that I had some sensitivities to different food groups. And so I'm experimenting with my diet and I'm not eating those things right now.
Yeah.
And that usually shuts people up.
Yeah. I, when I was vegan, my husband's family's from Oklahoma, so they're all farmers.
Oh.
And they don't take to vegans too well. And so I can definitely relate to that. And I just shut my mouth about it. I didn't talk about it. I just didn't make a big deal about it. And I think really if they do bring it up and they want to kind of push you about it, that has nothing to do with you. That's all their stuff. So do your best to just listen. And I just really wouldn't fight it. I mean, if they have asked questions and they're truly interested, sure, educate them. But most people who have issues with other people's diets is more about them than it is about you. So just be like...
And I found also that like, if I use the terminology, like I'm just experimenting with this right now and I'm not eating this right now, as opposed to saying like, I've stopped eating
mm-hmm.
dairy and grains.
Yeah.
Like if that, you know, it's like, if you don't want to get into it, if you use those sort of like temporary phrases, people are less likely to like launch an attack on you because they kind of look at it from like, oh, okay, well, this is just something you're like trying to learn about. And
People are so funny about food and wanting to know
they
what
are
you're
it's
doing.
So weird, like what it is the big, why do you care?
Well, because they want it, because they see you being motivated and healthy and they don't have it in themselves yet, so they kind of it's like this weird in the counseling
right, they
want
to like bring you down.
In the counseling world, we call it transference. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them.
Sometimes I forget you're a therapist.
Yeah. I know. It's weird to think that I actually know stuff. I can be smart in different scenarios of my life, I swear.
Oh, my gosh.
How about the best gifts for CrossFitters? I don't know.
I would say, like...
That's a great question.
Yeah, I would say, like, stuff that you...
I always buy people stuff that I like.
Yeah, well, that's a great start. I would say, like, stuff that you...
If I like it, you would like it.
Like, stuff that you... I always try to think of, like, things that I want but would never buy myself.
Yes.
So, like, maybe wrist wraps or, like, new knee sleeves or something. Like, something that, like knee sleeves are... Yeah. Nicole McKendry, if you're listening, your husband needs new knee sleeves because they smell to high heaven.
Oh.
But, like, it's that type of thing where, like, he's not going to buy himself. Yes. I hope I didn't just embarrass her if she's listening. Because, like, that's the kind of thing, like, you would never buy it for yourself, but you really desperately
or
need
like,
it.
I know it's cheesy, but, like, glass containers for food or, like, things like that.
Oh, my gosh.
That. Like,
yeah, like nice Tupperware.
Stuff, yeah,
or
like, nice
if you were at a loss, like, just buy him a gift certificate, like, to WAD Superstore or, like, to Reebok or Rogue or something.
Caveman Cafeteria.
Yeah, there you go. I would love a gift certificate to Caveman Cafeteria.
Yeah.
Brandon, if you're listening.
Leg warmers. Leg warmers from Target. Maybe. That's a great idea.
Just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there.
Give your joy.
I wore mine this week. They're so toasty warm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they look really good with Converse.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, what... I got Brandon Ollie shoes last year, and they were good. But, like, that kind of stuff, I almost would say don't get, because, like, that more, like, specific stuff, like, different shoes.
Right. That's
or, kind of... Like, that stuff that you...
That's going out on a limb.
Jump ropes. Like,
that's going out on a limb. That's, like, very...
You have to really know the person and know exactly what they want.
Exactly.
Like, maybe offer to buy it for them if they pick it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Have them make an Amazon wish list and then just... Yeah, someone had a great idea. Where did I hear this? Where, like, she made a Pinterest board of all the things that she loved. Mm-hmm. And then her husband would pick things randomly and get them for her for Christmas.
Oh, that's cool.
And so
cool
she
idea.
Didn't know which ones she was getting, but she just made a Pinterest board about
so
the
things. So
basically,
like, a Pinterest board Christmas list.
Christmas list. That's and a then great you'd idea. Just be like, oh, and then you'd pick and wouldn't tell her. So there's still that element of surprise, but then you get, like, the specific things you like.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Great.
My brilliant stepsister will go to Urban Outfitters and make, like, you know how on, like, a most clothing stores you can make, like, wish lists?
Mm-hmm.
So she'll just go on the Urban Outfitters site and she'll make a wish list and just straight up just send it to her mom. And be like, great, now everybody gets what they want.
Yeah.
Okay, let's and see. Go ahead. See.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Okay. She her last part was said not to lose your crap when dealing with all the holiday craziness. And Lisa, I wish I had an answer for you.
Yeah,
because I absolutely lose my crap during the holiday craziness. Honestly, I mean, just... Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not take things too seriously. Let's get real. It's the birth of Jesus.
It's the birth of Jesus. NBD.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
All right. Tiffany says, and a couple people then kind of reiterated this. Have you talked about CrossFit injuries? A little bit, yes. I recently scraped up both my shins from another set of extremities, box jumps. From frickin' box jumps.
Gosh darn box jumps.
Those gosh darn box jumps.
Gosh dang.
On two separate occasions in the last 3 weeks. White girls don't jump well, perhaps. Also slammed a 95-pound barbell into my chin. Ouch. I did that at the level one. We were doing that thruster wad. Like, literally first thruster right in my chin.
We've done it. Hurts.
I'm told things happen in threes. I hope I'm good for a while. I digress. People think I should stop doing these things because of these injuries. While I'm like, no. I need to do them better. Some people in my box won't do box jumps because they've seen several people get hurt. How do you feel about any of this? Is there something that you've hurt yourself doing, but you want to conquer it still? I'm going to be darned if that box is going to beat me, even if I'm a bloody mess. And then
Alexis
said, she's developed a fear of them because she's fallen so many times. And then somebody else said that they stopped. Oh, Mickey says, I give myself permission to take a break. Nope, sorry. That's something else. I was looking for something.
The box jumps. There's so many.
Somebody else said something about, Val.
I can't do. Sandy says I can't do box jumps.
And then Val says, I gave up box jumps last year for my New Year's resolution. I don't feel for me that they serve a purpose in high reps. I hurt myself too many times. Step ups are fine for me. So a lot of people had some comments about that.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, you know, find what works for you. But I definitely think that if you are hurting yourself consistently doing something, taking out that activity is not the answer, but modifying it.
Well, remember what you said about your level one, where they said, like, what was it? Not doing it is...
Right, not doing it is more dangerous than doing it incorrectly.
Exactly.
But when it comes to, like, literally injuring yourself, I think there are things that you can... ways, especially, like, for box jumps in particular, that you can modify outside of either doing a box jump or a step up. Like, you can, you know, maybe if you were having a hard time with a, you know, 20-inch box jump, but that's the lowest box your gym has, then stack up some 45-pound plates, you know, to 12 inches. And, like, or, you know, maybe do the step-ups. Or, like, when I do box jumps, I, for a really long time, would jump up and step down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think that, but I think that in general, and, like we were just saying, we both have hit ourselves in the chin with a bar.
Yes. Yes.
And that's awful.
And anytime you get some type of injury that scares the crap out of you, I mean, for me, I just avoid it for a while. And then eventually you just kind of start working, like, baby steps. And so I'd say, like, with the step ups, sure, do that for a while. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, for the freaking open wad, they allowed step ups because it was so difficult to maintain regular box jumps.
Yeah.
That there's nothing wrong with that.
But I think that, like, that, as long as you are still getting that, you know, it's like, what do you get from box jumps that you don't get from step ups?
Yeah.
Really, the only thing is speed.
Yeah.
Is, like, that cardio response.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if you know, like, if you have slow box jumps because you're scared, then doing step ups is going to be, you know, hit that goal better anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, like when I drop that snatch on my head, yeah, I still have not recovered from that. Like I'm still nervous to drop out of the bar.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, everybody has that, has those moments. And, you know, like people definitely are going to say like, well, you, if you can't do it safely, then you just shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not.
Mm-hmm. I think modify it to where you feel comfortable enough. And then eventually you may get over it. Like for me, I still have that like tiny baby fear of back squats and front squats. Anything mm-hmm. that like really, really involves my lower back, I get nervous about. But it's slowly starting to go away because it's been so long. So time will heal, you guys. Time mm-hmm. will heal.
Well, and I think like we posted that story from Heather this week.
Yes, which thank I love. You, it's Heather.
So cute. But she said, is it... I'm so happy with this decision. Is it to start CrossFit? Is it still scary? Yes, of course. But isn't that where the magic happens? And I think that was really a good point. Because it's like, you have to, like, yes, there is a point where you have to look at something and say, I can't do this. This is too dangerous. I'm going to get hurt. You know, like, risk management, people.
Yes. Like I'm not going to go... Personal responsibility and risk management. I'm not going to go down a black diamond ski slope. I'm just not going to go down that hill.
And, but
I'm not going to do that.
Right. I'm not going to put myself in that position. But at the same time, like, if you are looking at something and it's, like, just outside of your comfort zone and you, you know that it's going to be, mm-hmm. if you accomplish it, it's going to mm-hmm. be a big deal. Like, anyway.
Yeah.
I just think that that's important.
Yeah.
Can
I give love to Mickey real quick, though?
Yes.
Mickey left a comment, and I know Mickey, and I love Mickey, and her husband was my chiropractor, and I love Dr. Chuck. If you guys live in Denver, go see Dr. Chuck. His office is in Wash Park on Pearl. What is it? No. What's Gaylord? Gaylord. Gaylord. So she says, I've given myself permission to take a break from regular workouts at the gym after caring for and eventually losing my father this year. Now I need some serious motivation to get back to it. Any words of advice on gaining, maintaining my motivation again? And I'd say, Mickey, you let yourself do whatever you need to do. And I wouldn't say to be hard on yourself about losing that motivation because... that's a huge loss, and I would say first and foremost, take care of yourself, however that looks. And if you want to just take walks and do something light, I would say that's more important than saying, I got to get back into my workout routine. But if mentally you feel like that's something that's going to help you, sure, but like incorporate it like once a week. Like take small steps of doing your old routine, and I really wouldn't jump into it quick.
I think there's definitely... is a point also though, like where, you know, if you feel like that's what you are ready to bring back in your life to like regain a sense of normalcy,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, that's important to like kind of go back to those things. But at the same time, like Joy was saying, don't, you know, like continue to give yourself permission to take it slow.
Right. Cause she's saying I need some serious motivation to get back to it. And I would, mm-hmm. my question would be, you know, what's feeling not motivated?
Why are you feeling
what is it that's weighing you down? If it's seriously that you're feeling like you just need that time to spend time with family and go through the grieving process, which takes however much time you need it to, give yourself some permission to just do that and incorporate it as you feel inspired to do it.
Yeah, and I think that like the motivation will come, and I feel like this is the same for even Simone's comment in a way, like the motivation will come naturally,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we do CrossFit and we love it, is because we want to do it and we want mm-hmm. to go back to it. And but don't, if you ever feel like you have to really, really force it,
mm-hmm.
then that's not the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes just moving.
Yeah.
Just get moving. Mm-hmm. Get things going. Let's see.
Okay. Janine says, what you or others might do when you can't get to the box? Lots of people will be traveling soon. I know our box is closed some over the holidays. I love dropping in on other boxes. Like if you're traveling, like last year we went back to Wisconsin where Brandon's family lives for Christmas, and we dropped in at, what was it called? CrossFit Sanctify
mm-hmm.
in Madison. And it was super fun. And I mean, we try to do that every time we travel. We try to find a new box and drop in. So if you're mm-hmm. traveling, I would really recommend doing that. It's so fun. And it's like, it's really fun because, first of all the coaches are different. It's like you get a different vibe.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of all the same.
Yeah.
Like you walk in and like everybody, it's still a CrossFit world.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody still knows what AMRAP
Starbucks.
Means. And everybody is still, yeah.
Everywhere you go, it's the universal language. I'll take a grande soy latte.
Right. Everybody knows what that means.
Yep.
Yeah. So I would say, but I would say, like, if your box is closed, I think that, well, first of all, you could do the Girls Gonna Wad drinking wad, which
yes,
is not, or not drinking
are going,
wad.
We are going
the, like,
to
Girls
get.
Girls Gonna Wad, which you
we're
going
to get to in just a moment. Well, oh, no, we haven't made that one up. We're going to talk about the drinking game.
Yeah, wad. The drinking okay. game is different. But if we, like, you know, just go around, like, do something. You know, one of the things that CrossFit always says is regularly learn and play new sports.
Yes.
And so, you know, like, start up.
I would not do that.
Well, but, you know, you go on runs, like,
yeah.
you know, like, maybe go on, you know, go
I'm
for
like,
a run or
I'm
go
like
for a hike.
Karen
or,
like, on Mean Girls when they, like, throw the ball and she, like, it bounces off her face and then she gets.
That literally has happened to me. One time I was playing volleyball. I'm so bad at volleyball, which I think is why I'm so bad at wall balls. And
you know what I'm talking about, right? Where
oh,
she
yes,
has her
and
arms
she, yeah.
out and
it just
bounces
like,
and
off her chest.
And then
she like
clasps her arms together. I love that.
That's my life. That's one time I was playing volleyball and somebody served it. And I was like, I got it. And I was backing up. And it hit me in the face and it knocked me on my ass.
Yeah, which is why you don't like wall balls either.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that kind of sports. Sports are not just like, but like, you know, go on and find a new trail that you've never been on. Like, you know, maybe take a spin class at your YMCA. Like, just whatever
totally.
It is.
When
Get
we go
creative.
To when we go to Oklahoma, we're going to Oklahoma in a week for Christmas with Scott's family, and we just drop into the gym there. So anywhere you go, you can do like a guest pass or guest week pass or whatever, and just kind of find what you can maintain for the week. But also, I'd say just kind of go easy, like go on some walks with your family if you're in a place that's not like frigid cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do something more active. That's just go on hikes.
Totally.
Going to bike rides. I wish we could. We're going to be in like freezing cold weather, so we can't do anything fun like that. But I'd say just get creative. Go visit some gyms. All right. Let's see.
I think we should talk about the drinking game real quick.
Okay. Let's talk about
it.
Yeah, we're running out of time. And this is the best conversation ever.
So Brandon, who everybody knows and loves.
Yes.
At least I know and love.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe this episode, Claire can abandon the sugar detox. Not going to have him, Brandon, as much as you wish it does, it would, so that I would stop jumping on your throat every time. And do a Girls Gone Wild Power Almost Hour. Listeners encouraged to participate. Take a shot of beer anytime. Claire says, yay, which I didn't do this week. Joy has a moment. JT interrupts the conversation, which he also hasn't done. He's been very quiet.
He's been really quiet.
He is in the room, though. The conversation goes in a tangent, which is the entire podcast every time.
Yep.
Claire mentions Christmas Abbott. That hasn't happened yet this episode.
Not today,
either.
But we just did.
It becomes apparent Joy has no idea about a particular mainstream sport. I love that one.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Claire hates on wall balls. I have done that. Mean Girls reference also did that.
We just did that. Like three. We just did all of that in a row.
Rich Froning's biceps.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And then...
And then Sandy chimes
Sandy
in.
Sandy said...
Sandy's like... What does she say? Oh,
more points.
Oh,
or go. Perhaps, perhaps to make it a bit less of a chug fest, drink every time the conversation goes back on track. Which is never. And then, did she have another one?
Yeah, she says more shot points, a shot for every time Joy, they say, oh, JT's being so loud and we can't actually hear him. A shot for every color Joy is wearing.
You're actually like really in
know,
like the most normal outfit ever
bringing,
tonight.
It's because it's winter and I have to just bundle up in boring clothes. Joy is wearing four shots for Claire mentioning how she forgets to eat
Grumpy fat listener chowing down on cookies listening to Girls Gone Wild
Claire penalty
shots.
Joy and Claire mentioned degrees outside. Listeners who have complained about how brutally cold it is where they are take as many shots as their weather is above Joy and Claire's. This is an amazing drinking game.
Yeah.
I think it should be published.
We definitely are going to have to put that in a blog post.
That's hilarious.
Amazing. So if you ever want to have a Girls Gone Wild drinking game, Brandon and Sandy made one up for you.
That's perfect. It's perfect. Did you need to do a shout out for the 3-2-1 go stuff? It says we'll do a shout out. Is that the one we needed to do?
What?
There's a website...
we have to do a
shout-out? You said we're doing a shout-out for something.
Oh. Faye, sorry.
This is out of order,
Faye is moving to D.C.
Oh.
And she is looking for a box to join.
Oh,
I'm not sure. I'm going to try to get some more info from her about where in D.C. she's moving.
Yeah.
And then if there are any other listeners in D.C., they can hopefully chime in about where their favorite boxes are. If they CrossFit, you know, if they know of anybody who they can put her in touch
yeah,
with.
Yeah, let us know.
Because her question was that she's moving in 2 weeks to D.C. and she's worried about finding, well, first of all, she's worried about, like, the move and getting... She says, she's going from her regular, much-loved box and moving halfway across the country and won't be able to afford CrossFit again for a few months. Scared I will leave and never have the guts to join again. So we just got to find her a good gym to go back to.
Yeah. Come on.
We got your back, Faye.
We got your back.
We're going to
get you in there. You're going to be making friends right away. Yeah. Which, by the way, Diana also asked about that.
Oh, making... Well, we talked about that in a podcast a couple weeks ago, actually, about how to make friends. I wish I remember what...
My answer is always leg warmers, because people always want to talk to people with leg warmers.
That's a great call. No, but the real answer that we gave that one time was, like, basically, like, if you, like, get involved. Like, if your gym is having a potluck, you know, go to it or even host it. Like, if you, you know, if somebody is competing in an event, go and cheer them on and, you know, just, like, really keep your eyes open. And honestly, like... Even, I think you could reach out to the, like, we talked about this, where reach out to the gym owner and let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm new in the area or I'm looking to meet some new people. Are there anything, events you know of coming up that I could come to? Or, you know, people are going to love that, so.
And people are friendly. And if they're not, then go to a different gym.
It's so true.
So just get out there. Just get out
if
there.
If the people at your gym suck, you're at the wrong gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it.
There's something else I wanted to... What did we want to talk about? Oh, the blog posts. I wanted to thank everyone for the blog post submissions.
Yeah. And because if you still want to write a blog post...
Amazing. And I'm so enjoying
reading them. And if you still want to write one, we're still just always going to be accepting them.
Yeah. So just email us.
Yeah.
girlsgonewild@gmail.com.
That is correct.
And we have a fun episode coming up for you guys next week. So
we're going to interview...
Lindsay
Marcelli, who is the owner at CrossFit Eminence. And
they hosted the Barbells for Boobs competition.
Yeah, and she also is a Killcliff rep, and she's going to talk, we're going to talk a little bit about, learn a little bit about Killcliff, which will be cool.
Yeah. So stay tuned. You guys have a lot to look forward to, and we should do like a super special.
Yay. Now you have to drink.
Yay! Drink shots. JT is being so loud right now.
Oh my gosh, so loud.
Mean girls. You guys are so drunk.
Does this count as a tangent? Also, I think it does.
Everybody drink.
All right.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye.